Okay. I just want to say I'm not particularly religious and I'm not particularly political. But having watched this event unfold on my television, I had to be here today. What we actually witnessed from the police that are there to protect and serve us, we now have executions on our streets. And I use that word advisedly because that, to me, is what I heard and what eyewitnesses, as far as I'm concerned, saw. Yes, these events are tragic. Don't get me wrong. I don't think there's anyone among us that condone the current events with the terrorism and the bombing. Not one of us. But our police have a duty to protect and serve every single citizen in this country. That is their job. I feel that the media themselves do have a responsibility. If anyone's been watching the news coverage, who's asking probing questions? Nothing. The police have been allowed to say, we are sorry. Sorry will not bring back this life that was taken. It will not console the relatives and friends in any way, shape or form. 10 years later, as far as I'm concerned, yes, they're sorry they murdered Brian and Harry Stanley and Roger Sylvester, and the list goes on and on and on. And Ricky Bennett, Joy Gardner. There's a lot of individuals here that know of these cases. We all need to know of these cases because this is another one that we're adding to the list. What we want and what we demand and what we have to have is more than sympathy, is more than pity. It's justice, nothing less.
An open microphone, people, they are welcome to speak.